local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Thursday. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and drive home each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-2626-111. As we start as we always do with today's top three stories. A major story in Israel this evening is an Israeli airstrike on a UN school complex led to the death of over a dozen children. Here's Lisa Taylor reporting.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters today that Israeli forces targeted as many as 30 members of Hamas who were in a specific area of the building. But reports say as many as 14 children were also killed in the strike. Miller did not confirm those reports and said the U.S. is in contact with Israel to verify more information on the attack. He also did not confirm claims U.S. munitions were used. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial wrapping up for the day. It's the fourth day of the trial that saw the widow of Hunter's late brother take the stand. That's Haley Biden, who dated Hunter when he bought the firearm in question and is testifying about how she tossed it, into a dumpster outside of a grocery store in Wilmington. Hunter, of course, accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs back in 2018. And his father, the president, in Normandy for the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Here, the coast of Normandy, the battle between freedom and tyranny would be joined. Here, on that June morning, the testing was at hand.
And, of course, 80 years ago, the U.S. and Allied forces stormed the beaches in northern coast of France to battle and defeat the Nazis. Biden, speaking to a global audience, giving praise to the soldiers who lost their lives in the invasion and also praising the European alliance that was formed after the war that would become NATO. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines coming up right after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Indeed.com. Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. Again, that's Indeed.com/credit. Let's see, looking here, kind of mentioned this towards the late bit of last hour. We saw a lot of the congestion dying down, figured there wasn't going to be much going on here early in the 6 o'clock hour. That appears to be the case. Seems like if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend, so that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. In our local headlines today, Escambia County leaders are having their monthly meeting, and among the agenda items today, a couple of discussions centered around the OLF-8 property in Beulah.
You know, this board went through a long process, lots of gnashing of teeth, lots of angry residents, and we negotiated a master plan. The one thing I would say about item one is, and I know those folks, I met with them, I've looked at some of the things they've developed in Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, other places, and it looks great. But that contract was silent on the master plan.
Commissioner Jeff Bergosh during this morning's agenda review. So, of course, there have been now for a few weeks two offers on the table for around $20 to $25 million for 290 acres of the property. Well, last week an offer came in at $36 million for the entire acreage. Of course, up until now, the commissioners have intended on keeping back 250 acres for the purpose of job creation. And with that in mind, also on this evening's agenda, they also have Project Dynamo, which with Florida West would bring a light industrial facility to the northwest corner of the OLF 8 property. So we will see how things shake out during this evening's discussion. In Santa Rosa County, a circuit court judge is setting the first hearing date for the legal battle between city attorney Alex Andrade and Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay. According to the PNJ, Judge Scott Duncan set a date of June 13th to hear arguments on a motion to subpoena Lindsay's phone records from AT&T. Last month, the Milton City Council authorized Andrade to file the suit as he alleges that Lindsay has refused to fully comply with public records requests made. Andrade says all of the documents he's requesting center on discussions Lindsay had during the highly contentious hiring of former city manager Scott Collins. A Fort Walton Beach woman charged with killing her infant son 4 years ago will spend the rest of her life in prison. That's 35-year-old Maria Rodriguez Barnes, who was sentenced yesterday on first-degree murder. She shot and killed her 5-month-old son Jackson in a botched attempted murder-suicide. She reportedly was upset after her husband had asked for a divorce. And a Century man now facing several charges after allegedly trying to break into his friend's house with a chainsaw this week. Deputies say 52-year-old Brian Wiggins was at the victim's home to move some items, but had left and returned without the woman at some point and was asking where she was. And then the victim went into the home and called 911. Well, Wiggins was outside cutting a tree down and reportedly took the chainsaw to the front door, cutting a hole, and then kicking that piece in. He then left shortly after and then was stopped by deputies on Rigby Road. Taking a break here at 6:18, back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
This sounds like just the intro musical. I don't know who this is, but it kind of sounded like the Wish version of the opening of Top Gun.
Oh, okay. I can get
you
that.
See where my head's at there?
Yeah, no, yeah. I can get that vibe.
Who is this?
It's My Hometown by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think I told you before we went on air this evening, we have a lot of Bruce Springsteen songs on this song bank that we have here.
Well, was it yesterday? I think was like the 40th anniversary of Born in the USA, I think.
It may have been. I know we've covered like something to do with him on multiple occasions. Typically, sure. Unfortunately, it's because of his health issues. But
the boss.
But yeah, the boss. I don't know. Maybe. I would not have any way of knowing. But that's appropriate considering it was around D-Day. You know, USA, yeah. Patriotic.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. If that is the case, I did not know, but good for him. Good for
us.
Good for America.
I think I saw that, but okay. Yeah, I may have been wrong. Let's see. Another update on the roads and weather. Let's see what we got going on there.
Let's see. Looking at the roads, it's a big bowl of nothing, Joe. Doesn't look like there's much going on here.
That's fine with me.
Yes.
The chance for rain goes down as we head through tonight. Overnight lows in the 70s. We'll have hot highs over the next several days. Friday through Sunday, highs in the low 90s. Dry weather, and heading into the weekend, the humidity should be a little lower as well. That'll be a nice change. Now, there's a tiny 20% chance for a shower on Friday. Otherwise, look for dry weather Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our state headlines today. Today is Florida's first Revive Awareness Day under a new law signed by the governor. The day shines a light on the dangers of opioid overdose and the power of the medication naloxone. I think that's right. Naloxone.
Yeah, I think.
To save lives. Here is the state attorney general.
When a kid goes online, when they get from their friend at a party a pill, they may think it's Adderall. They may think it's Xanax. Whatever it is they think it is. 7 out of 10 chances it contains a lethal dose of fentanyl.
Yeah, and the thing about naloxone now is that it is free to first responders statewide, and Florida residents can also go to the drugstore to buy the medication to have on hand for a family member or friend that they care about.
Wow. And a new report from travel claims company AirHelp is calling out the worst airports to fly out of based on disruptions. Florida has the 5th, 6th, and 7th worst, Miami International, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International, and Orlando International airports, with 30 to almost 32% disruptions. Number one, for those who are curious, Dallas-Fort Worth International, with nearly half of its flights disrupted in the month of May.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yes.
Property insurance rates in Florida are getting attention in Washington. The U.S. Senate Budget Committee held a hearing to discuss the high rates in Florida and other states. Florida CFO Jimmy Patrona says high rates are due in part to inflation and interest rates. He says there are signs things are getting better, though. Patrona says that carriers are either asking for no rate increases or decreases.
And a suspended Central Florida attorney not getting her job back. The state Supreme Court denied a reinstatement bid from ousted Orlando area state attorney Monique Worrell earlier today. Governor Ron DeSantis made the decision to remove her last August, accusing her of neglecting her duties. Justices rejected Worrell's arguments that the government overstepped his authority. The state's highest court also rejected a similar challenge presented by suspended Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren last year. Both are running for re-election.
Yeah, and also a federal appeals court hearing arguments over the city of Jacksonville's attempt to place tighter restrictions on adult entertainment businesses. Club owners say the city's ordinance requiring dancers to be at least 21 is unconstitutional. A federal judge upheld the age restriction last year after lawyers for the city argued it is intended to prevent human trafficking. However, the business owners and dancers say there has never been a human trafficking arrest at an adult club in Jacksonville. National news now.
Six people have been arrested in connection with a shooting outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. A Lebanese guard was injured in the shooting Wednesday morning. Local authorities say the alleged gunman was a Syrian national who was shot by the Lebanese army and is being treated at a local hospital. Lebanese Army Command says it has since arrested five more people in connection with the attack, including three members of the alleged shooter's family. The motivation for the shooting is still unclear, though a State Department spokesman says the alleged shooter was wearing what appeared to be ISIS insignia.
The Gilgo Beach serial killer suspect Rex Huerman is now facing charges in the deaths of two more women. Huerman charged with murder in the 2003 death of Jessica Taylor, with some of her remains being found near Gilgo Beach. Also charged with murder in the 1993 death of Sandra Castillo, whose remains were found in the town of Southampton. Huerman was arrested last summer on three murders, and a fourth count was added later.
And the U.S. Supreme Court expected to make some major decisions this month. The conservative majority court has several noteworthy decisions pending before summer recess, including on cases regarding presidential immunity, the obstruction charges against the Capitol rioters, the FDA's approval of the mifepristone abortion pill, and abortion access in medical emergencies. A report from Politico says a ruling on the abortion access case could come as early as today.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would consider deploying conventional missiles within striking distance of the U.S. and Europe if they let Ukraine use Western weapons to strike Russian territory. He spoke to reporters yesterday, calling it a serious escalation, and also warned that it was wrong to assume Russia would never use nuclear weapons. That sounds like a serious escalation. Right?
Absolutely. And the thing is, I mean, it's like that's clearly a threat to the U.S. and Europe. Dude, obviously, I hope it doesn't get to that point. But, I mean, you're going to have Ukraine, the U.S. and Europe all on you? What is it with these leaders?
They got China, though, man. That's the thing.
I know, but whatever. I'm taking the U.S.
You got China
and
North Korea?
Hey, if we can beat Pakistan in cricket, we can beat Russia
and
China.
Let us all learn from our cricket team.
Yeah, we'll touch more on that after the Fox News break. Former President Trump's campaign beginning to vet potential running mates. Reports say the vetting process has focused on four possible candidates: Florida Senator Marco Rubio, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Trump's shortlist is said to not be complete yet, with other possible names including South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson. I tripped over my lips like five times there.
Able to believe, but I believe.
Yeah, Porky Pig. Yeah.
6:30. That sound means it's time for the Fox News update. Back with sports headlines, health, business, and science, so forth and so on. Hour number three on a Thursday.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden marks the 80th anniversary of D-Day in France. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has more.
The president commemorating the 156,000 Allied troops who stormed the beaches 80 years ago to stop Hitler's army marching through Europe. More than 4,400 would die, including more than 2,500 Americans. Biden, who was a toddler when these veterans landed on the shores, expressing the gratitude of generations.
Former President Donald Trump holding his first major campaign rally since his conviction last week in his hush money trial in New York. In the swing state of Arizona today, Trump says the conviction has led to a record amount of campaign donations.
More campaign funds were given to this campaign than any campaign they think in history. Almost $400 million.
Trump is appealing the conviction. America's listening to Fox News.
your money now. DocuSign is out with quarterly results that were a smidge above expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The electronic signature company also authorized a $1 billion increase to its stock buyback program. But DocuSign shares are down more than 4% in after-hours trading. News that influential meme stock trader Keith Gill, also known as Roaring Kitty, will host his first YouTube live stream in 3 years, sent stock of GameStop surging today. Shares of the video games retailer soared 47% following news that Gill will do a live stream at noon Eastern time tomorrow. Shares of another so-called meme stock, AMC Entertainment, leaped 12.5% today. Otherwise, though, stocks took a breather as Wall Street awaits the key monthly jobs data due tomorrow morning. The Dow Industrials managed a gain of 78 points, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite slipped 1 and 14 points, respectively. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you in.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Los Angeles Lakers are targeting UConn's Danny Hurley as their next head coach. Yes, I get that coaching in the NBA is a better lifestyle than coaching in college, but if I'm Hurley, I would pass on going to the pros. We all know Danny is a great demanding coach with a quirky personality, and usually that type of coach doesn't mesh long-term with this era of NBA players. So stay at UConn, coach, where you are the king. I'm Zach Gelb.
Now at O'Reilly, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive 2x O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo order. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. ohio.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking around here, been a very smooth sailing hour. That appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be on the roads, they hopefully should not be holding you up for too long.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend, so that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:38 here, Austin. We're about a little under an hour away from the start of the NBA Finals. The Celtics,
yes.
And the Celtics and the Mavs. Who do you have winning?
Game one, man.
And the series.
Well, as we said earlier this evening, I think you and I both are going with the Mavs. You got them in seven, right?
I'm going to take him in seven, yeah.
I'll take him in six. That is with no prior, like any deep dive or anything. I'm sure that's also biased because I hate the Celtics, so I'm sure that's kind of bleeding into it. But, yeah, man, I think this is going to be a very pivotal game of the series because I think it's going to show us, okay, are the Celtics really ready? That was the question ever since, you know, the playoffs started. They're, you know, just pounding through some cupcake Eastern Conference, especially with all the injuries, and it's like Dallas is meanwhile beating, you know, the Clippers, one of the deepest teams, beating the top seeded Thunder in six games, and then they beat the Timberwolves like they do. It's just they're so much more battle tested. So this is going to be a big deal for Boston. Show us what they're all about. But with that said, I'm going to take Dallas tonight. Once again, might be hoping that they win. Let's see. Also in the NBA, we've got ESPN reporting that UConn head coach Dan Hurley is the Lakers' top choice to take over as head coach. Apparently, he's been at the forefront of the Lakers' coaching search from the beginning, and it has not been ESPN analyst and former NBA star J.J. Redick. I don't know. He previously talked about not wanting to leave Connecticut, or at least his wife not wanting to leave, so I guess we'll see how that turns out. Braves at Nationals started just about an hour ago. They are tied at zero at the top of the fifth. So it's gonna be one of those games. So I guess keep an eye on that. It is not televised, unfortunately. But if you want to see how that game's going, just be sure to check ESPN or your Google. I don't know. Then some NFL headlines here really quick, both involving the Kansas City Chiefs. They're signing Mecole Hardman to a one-year contract per ESPN. He caught the game-winning touchdown pass in Super Bowl 58 back in February. And 25-year-old defensive end B.J. Thompson had a seizure and went into cardiac arrest. He's now in stable condition, luckily, but raises obviously some pretty strong questions about his playing career, so I guess we'll have to see what that's all about. And then Game 2 of the Women's College World Series starts at 7, so just about 20 minutes on ESPN. Oklahoma won Game 1 yesterday 8-3. If they win tonight, it will be their fourth straight softball title. Man, they're like Alabama over there, aren't they, Joe? And then let's see here. Caitlin Clark's popularity influencing baby names. A new report from website Baby Center shows the name Caitlin almost up 1,600 spots as a girl's name, and Clark is up 15 spots as a boy's name. Joe, if you and your wife have another child, is he or she getting a name Clark or Caitlin?
No, because we all have the same initials.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I mean, I know the name of both your wife and daughter. I think I put that together. I just completely forgot.
Yeah, so what, J-A.
Do you have any names in mind?
Yeah, actually. Well, so when so I'm Joseph Andrew. Okay. Jacqueline's Jacqueline Ann.
Okay.
and Julianne is Julianne Audrey.
Okay.
If we had a boy, it would have been Jonathan Alton.
Ah, all right.
So if we have a girl, I don't know what the next girl name would be. But if
Jennifer Ashley.
There we go. If we have a son, that is the name that we would go
okay.
with. So family significance in both names, name choices there.
That's okay, that's fair. And back to sports, that was my bad. It's being called one of the biggest upsets in sports history. USA beat Pakistan at the T20 Cricket World Cup in Dallas. U.S. has only played their first T20 International in 2019, and they've never before played in a T20 World Cup. So this is a huge, huge upset. And we've been kind of spitballing what upsets could really
replicate
this. Well,
listen, I think there's actually a good local context here that we could provide that would put this. Okay, it's a big upset. Because the U.S. Had their first international tournament, or the T20, that's like the top of the top heap, right?
Sure.
In 2019. I know it wasn't, it was around there, right, when UWF started its football program.
2019, was that when UWF won their first
national
title?
Have been, but it wasn't. I mean, it was only their second year, so that's appropriate there.
Yeah, because they won, like, what? They made, like, two national title game appearances in their first 4 years. I think it was their fourth year, right?
Maybe. Whatever. I don't
Bottom
know.
Bottom line is they're young
it doesn't, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
According to this, the cricket team hadn't played in a T20 World Cup before. This was only their second event or second match in a World Cup in their history.
Wow.
So the way that I see this would be if UWF's football program continued to improve at the D2 level and they got up to D1, and in their week two of their first D1 season, they go up by 65 to take on Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide, and they beat them.
Gosh, that would be euphoric.
I feel like that would be along the same lines as what I'm hearing here as far as the upset goes.
Because as we've discussed, Pakistan is not like, oh, they're just a team that's had,
no,
you know,
this is
cricket
like cricket.
Longer.
This is like India, Pakistan, like they own that.
Yeah, so that's
their
wheelhouse.
It's like the USA in Olympic basketball losing to a country that didn't play organized basketball until like 4 years ago.
Yeah, no, that's insane. Wow, yeah, I mean, congrats to us. As I said
Absolutely.
Before, don't know anything about cricket, but
we're
I know I love
owning
America.
Cricket now.
Yeah, so. It's our sport, so I better read up on it.
Yeah,
6:45, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Got some traffic backups developing again on Fairfield Drive. This is if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Outside of that, though, it's been a pretty smooth sailing hour, so there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
The chance for rain goes down as we head through tonight. Overnight lows in the 70s. We'll have hot highs over the next several days. Friday through Sunday, highs in the low 90s. Dry weather, and heading into the weekend, the humidity should be a little lower as well. That'll be a nice change. Now, there's a tiny 20% chance for a shower on Friday. Otherwise, look for dry weather Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Health, business, and science notes today. Jobless claims in the U.S. jumping to a four-week high. The Labor Department says the number of people claiming unemployment benefits in the U.S. jumped by 8,000 in the week ending June 1st to 229,000. That's the highest reading since early May.
And U.S. solar installations are hitting a new record. A new report by the Solar Energy Industries Association says the installation of solar panels rose to a quarterly record, creating nearly 12 billion watts of new capacity. A report claims that in the first 3 months of 2024, solar accounted for 75% of electricity generation capacity added to the U.S. power grid.
The diamond industry is in trouble, apparently. Experts believe natural diamond prices could fall another 15 to 20% over the next 12 months. This comes as they've already tumbled 30% since 2022. The growing popularity of lab-grown diamonds has driven down demand for natural ones, along with falling marriage rates and less consumer demand in China. It's a perfect storm, apparently.
I guess so. And YouTube restricting some firearm content for young users. The company announced that starting on June 18th, content showing homemade firearms, automatic firearms, certain accessories to firearms will be age-restricted. Content showing how to remove safety devices will also be banned under the new rules. A big tech watchdog known as the Tech Transparency Project called the move a step in the right direction, but questioned why it took the time that it did.
Boeing Starliner is now at the International Space Station.
At 12:34 p.m. Central Time above the southern Indian Ocean, we have confirmation of contact and capture of NASA's Boeing crew flight test and Starliner aboard the International Space Station. Butch and Sunny have made their arrival.
Yeah, the spacecraft missed its first docking window after there were problems with thrusters. Late Wednesday, NASA said two helium leaks have been detected since the spacecraft arrived in orbit, but that the crew was safe. In unrelated news, Austin, you also say that you have problems with the thrusters.
I'm not even going to humor that because I don't want to go down the topic of what that means. A chunk of ice the size of a pineapple may be a record setter in Texas. A hailstone fell in the panhandle during Sunday's storms. The storm chaser, who found it in a farming area about an hour south of Amarillo, posted on social media that it's more than 7 inches long. If confirmed, that would be a new state record. The Texas State Climate Extremes Committee is meeting to confirm the size.
In our pop culture notes, Dolly Parton heading back to Broadway. The Country Music and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer plans to debut Hello, I'm Dolly in 2026. Now, how did you say that?
I just said it for the moment last hour. Hello, I'm Dolly. Probably some country. Hello, I'm Dolly.
That wasn't very country out of you there.
Whatever.
The musical will feature some of Parton's most well-known songs, along with new ones she's written for the play. Parton will not star in the musical, but says she has lived her whole life to see this show on stage.
And a new installment in the Hunger Games book series will hit shelves next year. Scholastic announced Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins will publish March 18th. The story will take place 24 years before the events of the original Hunger Games book. This will be the fifth book in the series and first since the release of The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes in 2020. Over 100 million copies of the book series have been published.
And Bad Boys, Ride or Die, shooting for a quick start at the box office. The fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise expects to make between $30 and $50 million in the opening weekend. The film is Will Smith's first on the big screen since he slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars 2 years ago.
He's never going to live that down.
Of course not. We will take a break right there, recapping our top stories of the day, wacky stories, and good news as well coming up next.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry.
Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Weather should be much nicer. I don't know about much, but the humidity should be down a bit and little to no rain to speak of for the next couple of days. We had some clearing out the humidity and making things nice for the weekend. Alan Strum has those details in just a moment. Final check of the roads as well. Recapping the day's top stories, though, an Israeli airstrike now under the microscope. It occurred at a UN school complex in central Gaza. Reports of at least a dozen children killed in the attack today. Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial is wrapped for the day in Delaware. The fourth day saw the widow of Hunter's late brother take the stand. Haley Biden actually dated Hunter when he purchased the firearm and is testifying about how she tossed the gun into a dumpster outside of a grocery store in Wilmington. I did not know that he had dated his brother's future wife. I did not know that.
I don't know.
But
weird.
Yeah. President Biden in Normandy today for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Of course, it was 80 years ago that U.S. and Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy on France's northern coast to battle and defeat the Nazis. You know, one of as I think back on one of the more cooler things that I've been able to do in my radio career, back when I had just started out, I was working in Newark, Ohio. And there was an event, I believe it was a Veterans Day event that I went to. The main speaker was a gentleman who served in World War II. He was in the 82nd Airborne. His name was Don Jakeway.
Okay.
He was he lived in Johnstown, Ohio, and he was there to speak, and he talked about, he wrote a book. He talked about his experiences in World War II. Not only was he one of the paratroopers that that went into St. Marie-Glise, France, during the D-Day Normandy invasion, he was also wounded very severely in the Battle of the Bulge. And he was talking about his experiences in war, and it was, you know... I've interviewed like big names before. Like I've been around big names and quote important people.
Right.
And earlier on there was, you know, maybe a little bit of nerves in talking to them. I'm pretty much over that, but I was more nervous to go up and talk to him than any other quote famous or important person, people that I would have looked up to. I was just so blown away by his humility. And just, yeah. You know, I go up to him and I introduce myself and I say, hey, I'm so-and-so with WCLT Radio. And, you know, if I'd love to ask you a few questions and talk a little bit more. And first thing he says is, who's winning the Johnstown game? Johnstown Johnny's football team was in the playoffs that night. And that was the first thing he wanted to know about. He said, hey, I listened to you do high school football. I think you do a great job. It was just awesome to be able to talk to him and just like have such an appreciation for just the heroes of that day. Because, yep. You know, it's 2024, man, and there aren't many of them left. And he gave me a signed copy of his book. It's something that I still have. I know exactly where it is. Haven't read it. I keep it in like, you know, kind of as mint condition as I possibly can, you know, but
understandable.
One of my treasured items there. But yeah, Don Jakeway. But yes. So and we heard in the first hour, 4 o'clock hour, that a Pensacola veteran, 100 or 101 years old, made the trip over to Normandy to take part in those commemorations as well.
Wow.
So yeah, never forget the greatest generation there.
Oh, for sure.
Do we do traffic and weather before my soliloquy or no, we didn't? Okay.
No, we didn't.
Go
but
ahead.
There wasn't much going on the roads anyway. If you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend. So that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Looking here at some wackier stories. Well, yeah, we did our top three stories.
Yes.
Looking at some wackier stories in the headlines. Colorado officials reaching an $8.5 million settlement with a woman who was hospitalized 2 years ago. Yurani Rios Gonzalez was arrested after a traffic stop that involved a gun. She was handcuffed and put in the back of a police SUV. The problem is that the arresting officer, wasn't mindful of his surroundings. As good as he should have been. The SUV was parked on train tracks, and a train comes by and hits the SUV. So she was pretty seriously injured, and so, of course, hence the $8.5 million settlement there.
Yeah.
The officer was actually involved found guilty, of reckless endangerment and third-degree assault as part of the case.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's just ridiculous. Yeah. A team at MIT created an AI chatbot called Future You. It ages your profile picture and
I'm gonna take a nap. I don't care.
Yeah, and it learns about you by asking a series of questions about your life, friends, family, whatever, and then it gives you advice. When you try it, it gives you advice from plausible synthetic memories. Mm-hmm. And one example they gave was a teacher asking her future self about like what was her most rewarding moment, and her future self allegedly said it's about, you know, when she helped a kid turn their grades around, saying, quote, "It was so gratifying to see the student's face light up with pride and accomplishment." One of the researchers who built it says he's talking to his future self a lot.
Hey kids, let me
Joe threw a tomato at the screen. I can't read anymore. Joe's not impressed.
Listen to Uncle Joe here, kids. If you want advice from your future self, just talk to your parents and listen.
I mean, yeah, there's some relatability there. There's some validity to that.
What do you think you're going to be when you're a parent?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be
just like your
someone
parents.
Who's humbled by life. And yeah, I could definitely say that my parents at times exhibit that. Some good news very quickly here. Guy in Arizona passed away last month, and instead of a funeral, his family threw him a funeral. They say he was a fun-loving guy, so it just made sense. Had a bounce house for kids, other fun stuff too. Huge music fan, so they put his whole record collection out and encouraged everyone to take an album home. Around 500 friends and family showed up for it.
All right. Let's see. A guy vacationing in Virginia Beach lost his wedding ring in the sand, and it was originally his late mom's ring. A man with a metal detector combed the whole beach and found it on his final pass.
That's awesome.
All right, that'll do it for us on a Thursday, Friday edition. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7 on Pensacola. Right now on News Radio Pensacola.